Obesity is a national problem. Diane Peck is a public health specialist with the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services Obesity Prevention and Control Program. She's working with a panel called the Alaska Food Policy Council, which is putting together a program aimed at both reducing the number of overweight Alaskans and in pointing them toward eating healthy local foods.
What we are doing is taking a look at policies that can impact our food system, and that can impact our economy and our health.
So is this Food Policy Council something recent?
We received some funding through my office to take a look at establishing a Food Policy Council in Alaska about a year ago. And over last summer, we had different groups looking at what are some of the issues in production. What are some of the issues in our supply chain? What are some of the issues with health and hunger and justice? And now we've been able to get a facilitator to help us really do some strategic planning. And that's what we've been doing over the past 2 days, look at what our vision and mission and goals and objectives will be for the coming 3 years.
So we could say that the council actually covers a sort of wide scope of issues. Your specialty, so to speak, is obesity. How does obesity fit into the big picture?
Well, one of the things that food policy councils can do is to help increase the access that people have to healthier foods, particularly local foods. The thing that we're particularly interested in is increasing the access to fresh fruits and vegetables. So we're really looking at things that increase farmers markets and CSAs and increase production of fruits and vegetables here in Alaska.
You know, Alaskans are the picture outside of the state is these sort of rugged individuals, outdoorsy people. But in reality, are we sort of more and more dependent on the supermarket?
I think when it comes to most Alaskans, we are very dependent on outside food sources. You know, we're not sure the exact statistics, but there's an estimate that about $2.5 billion that Alaskans spend on food actually gets shipped down to the lower 48 because we're so dependent on the stores now and the food that they bring up from the lower 48.
That dependency on the outside has a couple of aspects. One, you brought up the economy. Are there any goals which the policy council is trying to reach to encourage people to shop locally, so to speak?
Definitely. You know, we have a goal to encourage consumers to buy more local, but also looking at providing more local, too, because right now, we don't have as much as we need to support the state. And so looking at things that we need to help to support producers, particularly processing, you know, we don't have a lot of processing facilities. We don't have a lot of storage.
Public health specialist Diane Peck.